Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, what up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Carol Stacy.
That chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers all 2024. Is this mic check plugged in all the way? Is that it? No? Good? What? All right. Welcome to Here's the Thing. This is a podcast that me, Angel, and Josh have been doing. Is it our anniversary?
Yeah. Just about.
Tomorrow would be.
It will be 3 years.
Oh my God.
It'll be 4. What are you talking about?
4? No. 2021 is 1. 21 is 22 is 2. 22. 4? No.
Kevin, yes.
We started June 2020.
Yes. We started in the middle of the panty.
Middle of the panty?
In the middle of the panty.
And we 4 years into the panty?
That's terrifying.
4 years. The devil thought he had me, but all but a red. Wow.
4 years.
Four years is a long time for a podcast.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're Joe Rogan.
I'm trying to think of the podcasts that have been gone longer. The Black Space.
Reed.
Well, the Reed and Brilliant Idiots are OGs.
And who idiots?
Brilliant Idiots.
Oh.
I'm thinking of Black podcasts that are longer. There's 85 South has been longer. The Reed and Brilliant Idiots. I'm sure there's more. I'm just trying to think.
Are we the same age as Shits and Gigs?
No,
they're younger than us.
They're younger.
They're sweet little babies. They started in they started maybe a year or two into the pandy.
They started yesterday. And now they're here.
Of course, there's other Black podcasts. I'm trying to think of the other ones that I've been.
Only the great survive.
But shout out to us, man, huh? Four years of niggerdom and unruly cousinness and Spanish guy.
And Spanish guy.
We don't have no champagne or nothing.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do.
We got the.
There's always champagne.
Something to drink, Josh. Mimosas with no orange juice.
Yeah.
We getting turned up, but not really, because we got a lot of shoot today. But we gotta celebrate.
Yeah.
We should play Celebrate Good Time.
Come on.
Who's that? The Commodores.
Boom, boom, boom. One of them niggas. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Cool in the gang. My bad, y'all. This is for 4 years of podcasting.
I need a sparkler.
Yeah, Via Ray.
Oh, Issa Rae.
Yeah, we celebrating. The devil thought he had our desk, our crazy big mouth. Get it, Spanish guy. NAACP Image Award winning.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. 4 years.
Good times.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Cool in the gang.
Hallelujah. Won't it do it? Come on. There's a party.
There's a party going on.
There's
right
a party.
Party.
Not a party, but a party like a podcast.
Yeah.
Come on. Bring a good time. Good topics. And your laughter too.
Party with you. Come on, I celebration.
Celebrate and have a good time.
Come on. Hey, that was great, Josh.
That was pretty cool. You didn't pour me.
Oh, it looked great on camera, Josh. It looked fantastic.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What did you?
What's your pleasure? Fill me up, Joshy.
something, dude. Oh.
You said
you,
no,
you
no,
did.
Sorry,
you did.
No, you said.
Meh, 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 meh.
Kevin.
All right. Thank y'all so much for celebrating with us. Thank y'all so much for tuning in week to week. Whether you were here the first day when Angel didn't have a respectable desk, maybe you guys were here and you told us, get that black woman an equal desk.
She was in the trenches.
Equal desk for equal rights.
I was so okay with my little seat.
Nah, I was towering above you, looking down on you.
Did I break the light?
Did you break the what?
No, I didn't.
Kevin, are you surprised that it's been going on for 4 years?
I'm not. I'm more surprised that 4 years have passed, and I'm apparently unaware of how time works. We done been doing some episodes.
We have done several.
We usually average about 100 a year.
Yep. Give or take,
the bonuses and stuff.
On paper,
somewhere between 95 and 100.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't miss a week, it's 52 times two.
Yes. Yeah, that's 104. Mm-hmm. We rarely miss both. So it's easily over 400 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's good, Miss Issa.
That's crazy.
Is it crazy to you?
We done did this podcast in hotels, bad Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You farted.
I did. We laughed.
We shot it on phones.
What is your most memorable moment of the 4 years of the Unruly Cousins and the Spanish Guy?
I gotta say, the funny things jump out to me. Let Me Mantle You is one of the funniest moments ever. You farting was recent, but I just was really caught by surprise for that. When we were in San Diego, we did... I believe we did Georgia Smith, or we did When Tab Read Wendy Williams.
Oh yes, we were doing it virtual.
Were we?
Yes, because I think my husband might have had somebody was sick. So I remember sitting in my office and pulling my hair pulling my hair into a ponytail. Oh,
Peter Kane is a big one. One margarita.
Oh yeah, that
one margarita.
I put that on my list.
Honestly, that was. Last year?
It was last year, like May, right? 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago. Crazy. I think you falling behind your desk in your old house.
Oh my God.
You leaned
fall behind my desk?
Remember when the chair?
In the chair.
Oh man.
All of a sudden you disappeared. I was like, what is in my old home. I said, what is happening? I would definitely say our attempts at the Janet Jackson jump.
Oh!
that was a good time.
Yeah.
You was on that for like 4 days.
Yeah, I was on that for 4 months. What are you talking about?
I feel like you got it.
I got
here.
Somebody actually.
We tried it on tour though, because I remember we were in Baltimore shooting.
Yeah,
and we tried it then.
Yeah, I was trying every night.
We shot What's Good and this podcast and did a tour.
Nigga,
yes. At the same time,
100%.
We was eating garlic. What was them? Onion pickles.
Onion pickles.
We was eating onion pickles in Baltimore with Angel, her childhood after school treat of pickled onions.
Yeah. So good.
What a crazy thing.
So good.
Anyway, thank y'all so much. Mitch McConnell Freeze Up was good as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank y'all so much for supporting us, whether you are on the Patreon, whether you just watch, whether you tell somebody, whether you tweet us, whether you bought merch, whether you came to see us live. Whatever you've done, it is all appreciated. Thank y'all for being our unruly cousins to many more episodes and years.
To
Spanish Guy. I like when Spanish Guy made that voice at that guy who called him Spanish Guy.
Spanish guy. All right,
so let's get started. Big week of stuff going on. Yeah. Stephen A. Smith. Wouldn't say friend of the pod.
You don't think he's a friend of the pod?
The way he's acting, he's not friend of the pod right now. He has in the last... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me back up. Church announcements. What you got?
What do I have?
New music.
I got new music. Dropping at midnight on June 24th, so meaning as soon as it turns June 24th, the song and the music video directed, creatively directed, and directed by the one and the only, the Spanish guy.
The Spanish guy directs!
24th?
What you mean 24th?
I thought it was this week.
Did 14th. I say 24th?
14th.
14th. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
You know speak typo, Josh.
Come on now.
You know what she meant.
The 14th.
Don't correct
midnight.
Black women when they're talking good.
Ah, sorry.
14th at midnight. Stream it. Watch it. It's a good time. On the bonus, I'll play a little bit of it.
Hey-o!
So if you're not a part of Kevin's Patreon, you ain't going to get to hear it.
Speaking of the bonus, next week is our last week of regular... Oh, that is true. Next week is our last week of regular hours. Summer hours begin starting next week. That means we're going to do one episode a week. That full episode will air on Patreon. If you want to get a part of that party, join us, kevonstagestudios.com. Join our Patreon. All right. What I was saying is... Oh, YouTube is acting up.
It is. I see it.
Y'all, you're just going to have to pray and trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
With all your heart.
Yeah. Oh, and
go out and come back in. It's coming back. Shout out to somebody's internet.
Live show.
Oh, y'all missed the announcement.
Live show.
I'm so sorry.
Bald Brothers. Get your tickets. If you're in LA, we are shooting that this coming Monday, June 17th. If you're not, get your ticket. It's going to be a live stream. Me and Tony. KevOnStage.com. All right. Okay. Now let's begin. Stephen A. Smith has been going viral more and more. Unfortunately, his last couple takes have not been in line with a good amount of the black community, I would say. The black community, a good portion have been upset with him. Most recently, it was the weekend that Bad Boys 4 was coming out.
Correct.
On his podcast, should I play it? It's like a 4-minute clip. Should I play it or should I just paraphrase
it? Play some of it.
I'll play some of it, Angel. You're right. I just want y'all to hear from the man himself. So I ain't got to put no words in his mouth. So y'all can listen to Stephen A.
He put all of them there.
When we use the word forgivable or forgiveness, that's for Chris Rock to deal with. It's his call. He could have had the man arrested that night and insisted to the LAPD that not be the case. Could have pressed charges thereafter and insisted on not doing that to Will Smith. Not making the incident any bigger than what it was. Yes, he came out with his own flick for Netflix, got about $20 million for it. After tax, he probably walked home with about $6 million. But Chris Rock is damaged. In the day and age of mental illness or traumatic incidences that affects one mind and psyche and what have you, yeah, you might see him in Knicks games. Yeah, you might see him still going about the business of performing on tour or doing his job or handling his business. Chris Rock will never get over that. Ever. Will Smith apologized. I'm not saying he even has to apologize. I'm saying that while I watch him and Martin Lawrence promoting this movie, and I'm quite sure the reason he hasn't addressed it is because the studios don't want him to, and there's an obligation that you have with them, all fair. I get it. But somewhere along the way, he has to sit down and talk to the black community. You can see all the white people around Will Smith all you want to.
Play the top of the other video.
Black
you
folks
the gist of this one.
Have loved and
the
revered
apology one?
This yes. man for decades.
This is his...
Listen to his apology video that he released soon after.
I don't know if I'll ever get over what Will Smith did to Chris Rock. But that doesn't mean I have to. And it doesn't mean that it's a license for me to negatively impact Will Smith. Will Smith... slapping Chris Rock was a devastating thing. I'm not talking just for Chris Rock, who's a friend of mine. I'm talking for the black community because obviously Will Packer was the first black producer to be doing the Oscars in its history. And that was a devastating blow to him. Will Smith came out with Emancipation a year later for Apple and all of that stuff. Will Smith was sensational in that movie. So was Antoine Fuqua, the esteemed director and producer extraordinaire.
You want to hear more?
Mm-mm. One could easily argue
Don't know if I'll ever get over Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. And that's not for me to say. I just believe that Gabrielle Union should have been in Bad Boys 3 and 4. And I believe that he needs to apologize to the black community because Antoine Fuqua was also prolific and the Oscars when he slapped the shit out of my dear friend, Chris Rock. I just believe I can't watch Bad Boys 4 in good conscience until you say I'm sorry. I don't know what the type of personality this is. Do you think seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them? Try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Listen, I feel like everybody goes through ups and downs, no matter how great life is. And sometimes you need someone to be able to talk through those things, especially to help you figure out how to navigate it. And sometimes it's really hard to get started. I can completely see how it can be very, very overwhelming. Well, Talkspace has made it easy for you to find a therapist that you would like. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most major insurers. As a listener to this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/crewwithak. And enter promo code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/crewwithak and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support of the show. That's Talkspace.com/crewwithak, promo code SPACE80.
Let me just say something. When I found Angel in the dirt... And she said, I don't know how to speak English. Can you teach me how to podcast? I knew. No, in all seriousness, this woman is a godsend. Not know you had that in your repertoire. Mm. That cadence. Yes. It is so funny to me. And the thing is, I had almost drowned it out. Like, I'm so used to Stephen A. talking.
Yeah.
It didn't even dawn on me that is how he starts and stops.
I wanted to drive off the road when I was listening to him earlier. You know, when I think of what we've been affected by as the black community, you know, he can have all the white people by his side. I was like,
I'm going to tell you what's kind of crazy, right? First, I want to say this. I said this last week. Hot take sports journalism has ruined sports journalism for me in a way that I am really surprised how much it annoys me.
Yeah.
I used to, when I lived in Seattle and I used to commute back and forth to like Boeing and stuff, mm-hmm. I used to listen to like local radio, like KJR, which is like Seahawks, Storm, Mariners, UW.
Ooh, you you've been an old black man for a long time.
Calling in. Hey, guys, what do you think about Matt Hasselbeck? When you listen to, like, local radio, they don't have hot takes. They're just giving their opinion because they don't have to. They don't have to go viral. They're just talking about your local teams.
Yeah.
Right? And they're not, and I'm talking about Dave Softy Mahler, not ESPN, like the AM radio of your local team. Most of sports journalism is hot take things.
Yeah.
Right? Which is what Stephen A. and Skip Bayless really, they didn't create it, but they took
they used
it to
it
a
to their to raise their platform. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So much of sports journalism is hot take. So much to the point that Stephen A., who is a journalist, truly and fully believes that the black community is really curious to hear what he thinks about a movie. This is not
sports
at all. And I'm not even saying stick to sports. It's just the way he approached it. It's like, oh, you know, my people want to hear from me on the Will Smith thing. And the thing that's crazy, first of all, he spoke for Chris a lot. If you watch Chris Rock's special, I disagree with Stephen A. Mm-hmm. I do think Chris Rock is going to get over it. He decided early on, I'm not playing the victim. He decided almost in the moment. And again, let's be clear. I'm not, you know, it's big love for Will Smith over here. But I am not saying he was right at all for what happened at the Oscars. Mm-hmm. But to say that Chris Rock will never get over that.
He said he's damaged. That's what I said. Are y'all friends or no?
I don't know that that's the truth. I don't think Chris Rock would describe his. He didn't. In his special, we watched on his live special on Netflix. No, I'm sorry. Was it him and Kevin Hart? His first 20 minutes was about this. And he was like, I'm good. I'm not.
Even if Chris is damaged, did he ask you to speak on his behalf if you his friend?
Where is Danity Kane?
Damn it.
I thought I should let you know. That's him.
Yes.
So damaged.
To be honest, even though I'll be being real facetious in here about sports, that is one thing I don't like about sports commentary is because there's so many, like, very much so, like, statements that are trying to be put down as fact.
Oh, my gosh.
That aren't. It's just like, no, it's your opinion. Why are you stating this as fact? Now, also can't listen to AM because you can hear the spit in their mouth. The mic be dry. There's no reverb. They're like, and he took his time on that.
It's so drastic.
It's just like, oh, come on now.
Way less person. There's a reason they're covering that local team.
Hell yeah.
The people who got it, they go to national broadcast. I feel you.
Yeah, I'll be like, ooh, get that. Drink some water. But it does feel like, if you really his friend, why are you bringing this back up if he didn't ask you to bring it back up?
I thought we had two things. I thought we as a community has moved on. First of all, Will Smith don't owe the black community an apology at all. He owes an apology to the person he apologized to, which is Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. He even apologized to the Oscars. I'll give you that as well.
He deserves to give him
10-year bid. Or a bid. A 10-year ban from the Oscars, right? Mm-hmm. Which he accepted.
Yeah.
Then he also went dark on social media for a good amount of time.
Uh-huh.
And then this man had to go back to work. He got to go to do back to what he loved. Yeah. And I think Stephen A. Smith grossly misunderstood how the majority of black folk feel about Willard Carroll Smith II.
First of all, nothing in our history has ever shown more that we will forgive a black man specifically multiple times.
We're going to give you that grace.
The grace, I'm telling you, we still saying grace right now on the food. The food is cold because we will give black men specifically. Now, this is Willard's first time of something public that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we saw R. Kelly piss on that girl in that video, and we were still like, step, side to side. I don't understand how he thinks in this moment that we as a whole turned our back
on Will for this incident. When it usually takes, when it comes to black men, it usually takes, he got to shoot his mama in the face. And then we like, okay, now we're not going to play your music. That's, we're not going to play your music no more.
1,000%. And this incident was in March, the year our Lord and Savior 2022.
Yeah. It was a while ago.
Stephen A. has a clip where he's like, I'm sorry, we do not care. And that's about Stephen A.'s opinion on this. Bad Boys opened to, if I'm not mistaken, it was over 100 million. I believe it was like 104.
I think it was 104 worldwide.
Worldwide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to see it so bad.
You ain't seen it?
Angel.
My husband's back hurts. And I don't want to see it without him. And
I respect it.
And, you know, I'm not going to go make him sit and wait.
My husband's back hurts. It's the big force.
It is.
Why you ain't seen it? My husband's back hurts.
His back hurts. He can't sit for 2.5 hours.
For a week.
Yeah.
It's almost been a week since his back's been out.
Tell him to stand up in the back.
He said he would. He said I can stand. He was like,
back injuries are the worst. That's
love, man.
They dwell. But that movie did $100 million. And I've seen all these articles of like, Bad Boys upset the box office. Did y'all see?
I haven't seen those articles. I saw it in the docket, and I was like, what are we talking about?
On the Twitter, I seen, I think it was Deadline or Hollywood Reporter, one of those two.
They thought that what is it going to do?
They thought that Bad Boys was going to, it seems like they thought Bad Boys was going to tank at the box office.
With this rollout and campaign that he did, I said, there is no way he's not making his money back.
Josh, this was like a 1996, it was plus, like, they did everything.
Oh yeah,
they did. They social touched media people, they did YouTube, they did hand to hand Will Smith,
they did a worldwide campaign.
They went to Dubai,
Mexico City,
Miami, LA, New York. Will was in the theaters with people shaking hands.
Baldwin Hills,
Topanga. They did everything.
I don't understand. Do they not realize that Will Smith is a movie star?
Will Smith is the biggest movie star.
He can still command tickets. I think he has the most. I don't think anybody else could.
No. I think I agree with you. I think he has the most plus $100 million movies of any A-list star. I think he has like 13 or 14.
Not only, this is our Fast and the Furious franchise. We don't care how old these two Negroes get. Run down the street and try to catch the person in the Ferrari, and we're going to root for you.
Run it back, Angel. We don't care.
Give me the shot where the camera is going around the two of y'all, and y'all are sitting there. Yes, I want it.
I don't care if y'all can't stand up straight. Bad Boys for life.
and they pissing on themselves. And they, yes, I want it.
It was very obvious at times Martin had a stunt double. Willie, I'm not running down the Miami Boulevards.
And I don't want their bodies to match.
A white male could jump. When Martin jumps, it could turn into a blonde hair, blue eyed Homelander.
And I'd be like,
you did it again, guys.
You did it again.
This movie was great story, great action.
I want to see it again.
I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it, but if you are a fan of the Bad Boys franchise, they nod to previous films in a way that was surprising.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I can say this without spoiling it. They gave Martin a lot more comedy than he's had in the last Bad Boys.
Yeah.
He was really funny in 2. He was kind of scary in 3.
Yeah, he was definitely scary in 3. He was funny.
Two,
they came back to it.
Funny. 3, scary. 4, they flipped it around and gave Martin all the stuff. The Mexican nigga that is Will's son, that's a handsome nigga. I ain't going to hold you.
Oh, I can't wait to see
that. That's that boy. That Spanish guy.
I forgot about him. And so, that Spanish guy, TM, right
there. That Spanish guy, R circled, TMC circled. They gave you good action. It was fantastic. I was like, DNA, did you think we was leaving this nigga Will? He's had 30 years of good will with this community. I'm talking about Will Smith the rapper, the Fresh Prince, and then the movies.
I don't understand. And then he made black kids with a black woman. That automatically, you're going to have some black women that's going to hold you down.
And listen, most women will agree that Will Smith is aging well.
He is handsome.
He's charismatic. Yes, he was wrong, but them niggas went there and handed that 15 or 17. I don't know how much movies cost where y'all live. The thing that really surprised me when we moved to California is how much movies are. When I was in Washington, movies were $7.50.
Oh, yeah.
Here, they're like $15.90.
Yeah, the movie costs you, and so you're going to have to really open your eyes and watch it.
You better open your eyes for California.
Oh, yeah. Even in small towns, on a matinee, we have a discount day. Discount day is still, well, I mean, $6.50 is not bad, but that's like before 4 and only on Tuesdays.
Yes, in Washington, matinee was like $4. Mm-hmm. But on Friday night, $7.50. Oh, yeah. Today.
Yeah. It's a lot out here. You gonna
your family of four here? It's a plus snacks. It's $100.
I want to see it so bad. Me and Marcus watched Bad Boys 2. No lie, probably 50 times in the first 2 years of our relationship.
I love that movie.
We literally watched it all the time. It was that and oddly enough, Underworld. Those were the two movies.
Is that Jessica Biel or no. Jessica?
It's come on.
Something. Jessica. Jennifer.
It's white woman Gallant. In it. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer.
Vampires, werewolves.
What's that girl's name?
White people. I know who you're trying to say, and you've gotten me too far away. No, it's not. Kate Beckinsale.
Ooh, I just chose another white woman's name. Yeah, I wasn't even with Jessica.
It's Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale?
Yeah. Dark hair. Dark hair.
Mm-hmm. Who, Jessica Biel? That's Justin Timberlake's wife?
Yes, that's my favorite white woman.
Does she have an action movie?
I'm sure she could have.
She's an actress, ain't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. She was on Seventh Heaven.
She don't have dark hair?
Yeah, it's like Bram.
You right.
Seventh Heaven. Yes. She did Blade. Yes, she did.
Blade. I know. I've seen her in an action movie, but I can't place
Kate
her.
Kate Winslet? No,
hey, Winslet, Titanic, y'all.
Damn it, y'all. Don't get me confused. Yes, but we watched Bad Boys 2.
My favorite one.
So much. It was so good.
Gabrielle Union, the Zopound, Martin. Look at your eyes. My favorite. It was so funny to me.
That's the Klan with the rally. That's the one with the white woman who her nostrils are so small and she could suffocate with a booger.
Oh, wow.
Hilarious. Who is she? You were... Oh my God! What's her name?
You know what I'm talking about? Real slit nostrils.
Oh, she's the girl in that movie.
She would definitely. I'm telling you, like if she got stopped up, she's dying. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know who I'm talking about. She was the one who thought Martin was Will. Do you know what I'm talking about?
With you,
that's what it was. I'd be wanting to just open them up.
Oh my God.
Why Tia Leone? Is that her name? Tia Leone?
Yes, that's it.
Is she still alive?
She's one though, Angel.
Somebody check on her.
I think she's
one. She's one.
She's in Bad Boys 1.
Is that one? I couldn't remember.
Two is Gabrielle Union.
Union. One is because his wife is like, absolutely cute. Mm-hmm.
Is it Tia Leone? Oh, they kind of blend together.
Let me see. Tia Leone. Let me see what she looked like. If just our nostrils like little credit card slits.
Wow. My God.
Yes. She's aging great.
Yeah, she is. She really is.
She is aging great.
She is.
But them nostrils.
Yeah, credit card slits is crazy.
I see it.
You see how to listen, a little booger. Check her out.
She smells the jelly bean too close. It might be a wrap.
Oh, it's gone. She gone. A little hair bead. Thank God she ain't black.
She gone.
Them bollies. Oh, no. but yes. Loved all of them. I remember, first of all, Bad Boys 2 brought us, I can't really, you know, because of Diddy, but I love that song. When a phone telephone, what your name is, that I'm not a magic in the brain is.
Take a tail feather.
Yeah. Oh.
That was like the trailer song.
Bad Boys?
Yes.
Bad Boys 2.
Oh, you're right. You better do your chicken head, Angel.
That was my song. Bad Boys 2 brought us that song, and we played that song. We ain't seen Charlotte Murphy since then.
Charlotte Murphy!
He got stuck in Miami.
I think it was Nelly.
It was Nelly, and Charlotte Murphy was in the video.
Speaking of movies,
I think he actually had a verse too.
Charlotte Murphy?
Charlotte Murphy!
I don't mean to say Charlotte Murphy. Tell me who I'm trying to say.
Angel, I was like, I don't remember.
Murphy Lee. Murphy Lee.
Yes, we ain't seen Murphy Lee. And I was like, why is Josh confused? He's in the song.
He knows what I'm talking about.
Murphy Lee.
You know what I meant when I went to Murphy. Okay.
Goodness gracious.
I love your mind. You and Melissa, boy, y'all mind just pick up a name or two.
Yes.
It ain't got to be right or
Murphy's
close.
In it.
You know what I'm saying.
Murphy's
now.
In it. Now change the other name for the right. name that gets in my
name
head.
That I'm said, saying.
What he said, Charlie Murphy back? I was like, why are you saying that? That don't make sense. And you said it because I said it? That's dumb. Murphy Lee.
Murphy Lee.
I know y'all might not know this, and this is crazy. I can't believe I'm telling y'all this. Did you know that women were excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1993? What? I was 13. Kevin was, what, 10? Well, women belong in scientific research. They're essential. Ritual knows they've conducted a university-led human clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin to assess its efficacy. Excuse me. I always flip that around. The results, it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. I absolutely love Ritual's Essential 18 for Women 18 Plus. It's super duper easy to take. I take it in the morning, just two minty little capsules that are delayed release so that my body can absorb everything it needs to absorb. Love it. Only about 1% of the supplement brands on the market have a USP verified mark, which shows the product contains the ingredients usually actually listed on the label. Ritual's multivitamins are vegan, non-GMO, project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp and made traceable. Ritual is a female founded B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and of our planet. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/crew with a K. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/crew with a K for 25% off.
Now moving on. Angel, you didn't watch this. It's okay. I watched this last night.
You talking about whatever that documentary
movie pass, movie crash.
When I saw that in the damn docket this morning, I said, now I know I didn't get no text about this. Because
I didn't ask you to watch it because I can tell you what happened. Now, you were movie pass is. Patreon put me onto this and I seen people talking about it online. If you're not aware, movie pass was a company that allowed you to pay a subscription fee and watch as many movies as you want.
Yeah. At the theater, right?
At the theater. Yeah. $9.95.
Which
when I heard about it.
Every other company took that structure.
Does AMC still have A-List preferred?
Maybe. Regal has Regal Limited.
Yeah. Fill me up.
I'm a proud member of.
Yeah, I think I'm AMC A-List because there's a lot of AMCs in California. Mostly AMCs, actually. So I didn't know nothing about MoviePass. Tony Baker had it, and he was talking about it one time, but I didn't watch movies enough. Well, I didn't watch movies alone enough. You couldn't just swipe MoviePass four times for a family of four. So it didn't make sense because I didn't go to movies alone a lot. But Tony did. He said it was, I thought it was great at the time. I asked him last night. He said it was mostly raggedy, but that's not neither here nor there. So we watching this documentary, and it was like, MoviePass basically crashed and burned within a year. Now, the crazy thing about the MoviePass, Angel, watch this.
Tell me.
They lead it with two white men, Mitch and Tim, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Tim who?
Tim White and Mitch White.
Okay.
Who are the CEO and like the head of marketing or something like that. And then about 30 minutes into the documentary, the black dude who is the COO, I thought he just worked for MoviePass, come to find out the two black men started MoviePass. 10 years ago from the ground up, right?
How'd they do that?
So they built the whole thing, tested it out, got the kinks. At the time they ran it, they had it for like, I believe 1995 got you two movies a month or something like that. Mm-hmm. Something much more sustainable.
Yeah.
So what happened is, you know, it was a startup. So they're going out for venture capital. They're running out of money. So basically their big capitalist was like, if I give you this next round of financing, you need a new CEO to run. It's either you bring him in or I'm not paying no more. So black dudes back against the wall, they're like, all right, they end up hiring the dude. I'm shortening the story. You guys can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly thereafter, white dudes come in, They on CNBC, MSNBC as the founders of MoviePass.
Get out!
Nah. Now that the white men in front of the movie, Joshua, they've been able to raise all this money because it's not even a secret that it's black people raise are given the least amount of venture capital fund.
Correct.
Period. It's the easiest for white people to give to white people. No big surprise. Mm-hmm. So they run up all this financing. They got a MoviePass plane. They throwing parties at Coachella. None of this has nothing to do with movies. The black men get fired by the white dude from the company that they founded.
They were able to get fired.
They even fired him.
He was the COO.
He was the CEO. Then when the white dude came on, he moved him to COO. Then the white dude who they brought on fired both black men. So one black guy created the company. His name was Stacy Spikes. And then I forgot the other guy's name. Hema, I believe. He was like the money guy. So they were the partners. Mm-hmm. So the guy fired both of them, right? But when they leave, they still have their stock options and all that. But watch this.
I'm watching.
They got a vest for a year. So they can't cash out. They can't sell their stocks for a year. At the time they are fired, if they were able to sell their stocks, they would have got $80 million. So they're watching
$80 million.
So
they had no idea.
No idea what?
That they could have cashed out for that?
No, they knew. They knew. No, they couldn't cash out.
Oh, okay.
They knew that they have to wait at least a year from the firing to be able to sell their stocks, vesting, all that type of stuff. So their hope, which they say in the movie, their hope is that the company just is stable, mm-hmm. right? If it grows, great, but just don't lose everything. When I tell you these white men burned through $250 million.
And did what with it?
Everything but success. The problem was they was running a promo for $9.95 that you can watch as many movies as you want to, but that's not a sustainable model. They're not making enough money in movies because their power users, the Tony Bakers of the world, is going crazy on the $9.95. Tony Baker sees
I'm gonna watch everything I can.
Two or three movies a week. Often. Some of these people are watching movies every single day. One dude said he watched Crazy Rich Asians 14 times in the movie theater off MoviePass.
That's excessive.
Right? So what they do is the white dudes, they break MoviePass when Mission Impossible comes out. I believe it was 2018. Mission Impossible comes out. They turn off the MoviePass to save money.
Of course they do.
The app says, oh, the app is down. It wasn't down. They tell the engineers, turn it off.
Turn it off.
We're going to save $3 million by not letting people do the MoviePass stuff. So watch this.
I'm watching.
They burned the company to the ground. $250 million gone. The company is bankrupt. They are both awaiting trial from the SEC for basically lying to their customers, defrauding their customers. One of the dudes under them got arrested for embezzling $250,000 from the Coachella party that they went to.
$250,000.
Embezzled $250,000. And both of them are sitting here awaiting trial for the stuff they did when they lied to the customers about
MoviePass. What the black man doing?
So MoviePass goes bankrupt. Then the black man comes back and buys it, and now it started all over again. And it's right back to pay this price. It's two movies for free. Pay this price is three. Pay this price is four. Except in California, it's $10 more. I think for the rest of the world, it's 10, 20, Yuck. And 30. For us, it's 20, 30, 40. California and New York.
Let it die.
Actually, LA and New York specifically, not even the rest of California.
They said, y'all got it.
The black dudes start the company, build it up over 10 years. White dudes come take over, burn through $250 million, fire them, and bankrupt the company. And nobody even knew that the owners were black.
Of course they didn't. Why would they know that?
And I hope they go to jail. People very rarely serve prison time for SEC stuff. Mm-hmm. Usually, if you make your money back, it's a fine. And as long as the fine is less money than you make, they don't be caring. Pharmaceutical companies, everybody be getting fined by the SEC. And they don't. If I made $10 billion and my fine is $200 million, I still have $9 billion. Take your little money. I don't care.
Kevin, are you going to make $10 billion?
Yes.
Okay.
I hope so.
I'm here for it.
And listen, if I do, I've been thinking about this.
Oh, tell us what you've been thinking about.
Not $10 billion, but people gonna just have to be upset.
Why you think they're going to be upset? People are going to be upset. People are upset right now.
They're upset already. I'm sorry for how you feel, but I came into this world with no money and no nothing and no legacy, and I don't want to continue that on.
Do you ever feel torn?
I don't feel torn because I feel like to the best of my ability for what I have and what I will attain, I will always redistribute it amongst my community, mm-hmm. to people who don't have the opportunities. And I don't think I'll apologize because I don't see myself exploiting people to get what God has for me. If you take advantage of people, I would feel bad. But that hasn't been my MO ever. Even when I was at the bank and they were telling us, you can get away with this, you can get away with that. I didn't feel comfortable. Because who cares? When it comes to capitalism and making money, they often don't care who gets hurt. But I was like, I've always said this in our 4 years of doing this podcast. I actually live in this town, mm-hmm. and I don't want to go to the Puyallup Fair and somebody hit me upside the head with a bottle because I tricked them out of a second mortgage. Mm. I'll be okay with less money. That's the benefit of growing up with nothing. I was able to find joy with no money. Right. I was playing outside. We was playing Uno. We was going to the park. We was going to Mariners games for $2 a person. As long as I have people around me that I love, I can be okay. I will never have to exploit people to get where I'm going. That is my hope.
That's good, Kevin.
That's my hope.
That's why people root for you.
I hope so. If I ever get to the point where I'm Stephen A in it, and what I mean by that is I'm blissfully unaware of how disconnected I am with the Black community, I pray that y'all who love me, Angel, Spanish guy, Liz, people who watch, y'all be like, Kev, nigga, you is big tripping.
No, I hope Josh don't say, Kev, nigga, you is big tripping.
Well, not Josh. No. He's one of the Spanish guy who don't say nigga. Some of the people think they can say it, but Josh is not one of
them. Josh, no, he can't.
I did grow up playing kick the can, Jess. All right, let's move on. Now, spoiler alert. Trigger warning.
Okay.
Trigger warning. Oh, Michael. If you are sensitive to SA topics, I want you to don't listen to this next topic. But this was the number one suggested topic in the in the docket. Power star Michael Rainey Jr.
Very nice young man, at least in my interaction with him.
Oh, have you ever met him? I've never met him.
I interviewed him for the NAACP years ago. Oh, nice. He was so nice.
Yeah, is he even 20?
He might be 20 now, but he's young. I'm like, I think we're used to in Hollywood, a lot of people playing younger than what they are because obviously.
He's 24, Angel.
Oh, okay.
23. He'll be 24 this year.
But you know, Power.
No, yeah. Power been on.
It's been on for a long time. So he should be darn near grown now.
And he hasn't like aged tremendously from the beginning of Power. Yeah, he looks older, but he got that Brisha Webb.
Yeah. He got a young face. He don't be wearing facial hair like that. Mm-hmm. So that helps keep him young.
So he was on a stream. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I'm in my big fours when it comes to this. I was not familiar with this young man.
I don't know this person still. I read the article. I read the stuff. I don't know who this person is.
Did not know
that. If it ain't Kai Cenat, I don't know him. That's the only one I know. And that's only because he got the same name as one of my babies. That's why I know him. And he seems like he has really fun energy. If he was named Thomas, I wouldn't know who the hell he was.
His name is Tyrell, I believe.
That's why I don't know him.
Tyrell.
Ty Lil. That too.
Heaven and Angel. Ty Lil. But what happened was they were streaming live, and apparently Ty Lil's sisters, not even apparently, we see this with.
I didn't see it. Did you see it?
I seen it. He is physically assaulted. She basically ran up and like grabbed his meat.
Mm-hmm.
On the camera, mm-hmm. sexually assault this man on camera, behind some children, I believe too. Like the children were kind of luckily obstructing our view, but yeah. Not enough that you couldn't see what happened.
Yeah.
Apparently, shortly thereafter, he left. He released a statement on his Instagram. He said, at this point, everyone has seen the video circulating online. I'm still in shock and don't fully know how to process what happened last night. This is an unfortunate situation that I don't condone in any way. I can't take it lightly because I know I would be in serious trouble if the roles were reversed. The fact is, sexual assault is never okay, regardless of gender or status. We're all human and we should respect each other. Most importantly, we should always respect ourselves. Ty Lil
said, do what you will. Whatever you decide to do, my sister won't be up in none of these other streams. I tell you that.
Listen, he released his own statement, said, after the action that occurred during my stream last night, I would like to sincerely apologize to Michael and his family for what took place. My little sister was completely wrong and out of line. What she did was very inappropriate and unacceptable. I'm truly embarrassed and disgusted by her actions. I completely respect whatever direction Michael wants to go in this situation. After watching the clip, I was completely taken back by what she'd done. I will take extreme precautions with the further streams to avoid similar issues and have banned her from participating in future streams. I do not condone any type of assault.
How old is she? She looks extremely young, but I can't see her face. This is not to give her any type of out. No, yeah, I just want to know how old she is.
She doesn't look. She seems to be younger than 25, I would say. Younger than Michael Rainey. I'd be surprised she was even older than 21.
She looked like a teenager to me. Still
apparently
wrong.
She's 22. Patreon's saying she's 22.
Well, girl, you're going to have to take this L real bad because let me tell you, I just watched it. This woman looked up in his face and was like, ooh.
Crazy angel.
Ooh.
And this is one of, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I applaud Michael for responding the way he did.
Mm-hmm.
Because there, trust and believe, because of the power dynamic of the way history has gone, we have a lot of attention on men and their wrongdoings, and we should, because we got to shift it, because a lot of men who have been set up in power, and some men who really ain't got none, be honest, have taken advantage of women and young boys for far too long. However, there's something lurking over there on the side where there are women who go way too far. They also commit sexual assault, and that should not be ignored. It should not be thought of as, well, you a dude. Why are you complaining about
it?
No, if you don't want somebody, this ain't no damn strip club, okay?
Consent goes both. Even in strip club, there's certain rules you got to abide by. A lot of times, you can't touch the you can't touch the dancer, regardless of sex.
Well, they be usually putting your hand on it at the females at the strip club where the men's is doing it.
But they mean that's consent. But
yes, they take your hand and they say, come touch, please. So I'm like, you're not even in that environment where that's even something that you should even remotely think somebody wants. So I'm glad that he did not like brush it off as like, you know, she's a girl. Mm-mm. She wants to. No, call all of this shit out. Like it in no way, shape or form should anybody feel comfortable touching someone else's body and that they didn't get consent to touch in any way, shape or form, sexually or not.
110%. This is definitely a double standard when it comes, often considered a double standard when it comes to men. The domestic violence when men are
beat by women beat by and they women, be getting beat.
They be getting beat. It's not taken as seriously as domestic violence where men hit women. The thing about it is, streaming, YouTubing, all this stuff is completely unregulated.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is not a SAG set where you know what I'm saying? Like, these are just people turning on a camera.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's very bold to do that knowing you are streaming. Like, knowing that this is being broadcast. I don't know much about Ty Lil, but I imagine the fact that Michael Rainey Jr. was on his stuff, he's probably not a small streamer.
Right, correct. He's probably got some. He probably got a reach.
Yeah. So, like, to do that, he's got 124,000 on TikTok, on Twitch, 600 on TikTok, 123 on YouTube.
Thousands. 225 on, talking about thousands. Okay.
Thousands. 225 on Instagram. So that's a very large creator, right? Mm-hmm. Anything over 100,000 is a lot of followers. Mm-hmm. And combined, that's over a million, I believe. Yeah, he had 600,000 on one. So, and I saw 50. I didn't know 50 Cent. So people in Patreon are talking about 50 Cent. I saw his comment, but I couldn't corroborate it on
his
post. Let me see, because I saw it on Twitter. He basically played into the whole... if this is true, because I didn't see it on his Instagram, so I don't know if he deleted it or not. I hate when I have to try and find something on Twitter.
I think about the fact that what she did, while it is not probably not considered extremely common. It is not foreign, meaning that if a young woman wanted to be more aggressive with someone who was thought of as being attractive or thought of as being as like fine, that it is something that is like brushed off if she does do that.
Yeah.
Like when it is almost as if, it's almost as if like the flip side of the coin of, you know, he know he look good, and or is assuming mm-hmm. that a man wants that type of aggressive sexual tension yeah. or sexual, not tension, it's not even tension anymore, it's just action from a woman. And for him to be so young, especially, and have to be like, and have to speak out to it, I really do applaud him, because that is not what you typically see. Dudes will brush it off. If yep. whether they like it or not, they'll just be like, it is what it is. I can only imagine how many people have probably grabbed Chris Brown or Ginuwine back in his day mm-hmm. or Tank now, because sometimes we be acting up real bad. So hopefully, unfortunately, this young lady, she gonna have to be the example, and hopefully she is the example. I'm proud of her brother. Her brother was right. like, you're not about to ruin what I got going because you want to act stupid.
1,000%.
He was like, whatever Michael want to do, God, I'm okay with it. If you would like to, basically, he was like, if you want press charges, go on in. You can have the footage. They I can see it. I found
the 50 Cent thing. It was a screenshot. It looks like he deleted it. Or this was not real, but it looks like the people in Patreon are saying he deleted it. But it was him saying, wait, sexual assault from a male perspective. This was an aggressive advance. LOL, he's fine. No charges are being pressed.
Aggressive. Okay, so he's trying to do semantics.
Yeah, I think this is the kind of thing that's usually perpetuated. This is why men be like, I don't want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Men can be taken advantage of just like women can often it is just not treated the same.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh yeah, Usher's a good example too. It's just we have to have the same type of like appall as we would with a woman. Not to say that that this is happening to more men than women. It doesn't matter if it's happening at all, regardless of the gender. We have to have the same type of like, this should not be happening. And I think a lot of times we do that. Well, in this case, he did it in his head to help him speak out, which I think is good. But a lot of times we do that. Well, if it were the other way around, mm-hmm. how would you feel? Okay, then, okay, if you need to do that, do that. Right. But know that this is not right regardless. I would be livid.
Absolutely. And apparently it looks like from the Patreon, I didn't see this until post. It looks like Ty Lil apparently tried to what's the word? Defend his sister at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the apology that I read was apparently his second statement.
Oh, okay. And I even get that, though. I think a lot of times we do stand 10 toes down for our family at first.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I trust and believe. I pray my children are never on the wrong side of this ever. But it's going to take me a long time to get to the, okay, angel.
Yeah.
You got to speak what's truth. But I am glad, regardless of how long it took him, I'm glad that he spoke the right words. His sister needs to know better. And so do women. We can't be out
Absolutely.
Here
Listen,
grabbing on men's junk and whatnot.
Part of the reason I didn't know apparently I was molested until I was much older.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was doing sexual stuff when I was 13.
With 12, a 17-year-old, what was a 19-year-old? Yeah.
20-year-old woman thinking I was the nigga. Growing up my whole life, yeah, nigga, it was something titties, man. And I sat there and somebody was like, nah, you was a victim. I was like, nah, man, I sucked the titties. They was like, nah, no. Kevin, like, think about if it was the reverse.
Yeah.
I was like, I was molested.
I think men have a hard time sitting in the fact that they might be a victim. And so they'll swat it away. It's just like, no.
I'm the man, man.
No, and you also, you are the man. And you're a victim as well.
You're a victim and a full-grown man.
Yes.
All right, let's see.
Oh, come on. Oh, you can do it. Hey, you can do it.
Thank y'all for tuning in. We had a great time. If you're on Patreon, we're just going to go pee and we're going to get right to
you. You knew what we had to do.
we've been drinking. Get right to the next episode, bonus for the week, because Angel and I will be at ABFF. You're going, aren't it?
Yeah.
ABFF this weekend. Next weekend, we will do...
Let's not talk about next weekend as of yet, because we don't know what's happening.
Yeah, we're going to give you your two episodes, though.
We'll give you two episodes, though.
We love you guys. We truly, truly, I want to say this very clearly and poignantly. A lot of podcasts haven't made it. And shoot, without y'all, we wouldn't have made it.
No, we wouldn't have.
Both the people who watch weekly, people who buy shirts, people who come to live shows, people who have joined on Patreon. Those type of things are what's going to sustain us. Podcast is... for the last 11 months has not been sustainable on podcast ads alone. It's sustainable by viewers like you. Shout out to PBS. Shout out to Unruly Cousins like you. We appreciate that y'all went into y'all wallets, your purses, your coin books. Y'all sold a little butt, whatever you had to do. Y'all, if they sold butt, it's fine.
Oh, I hope it was good butt.
If you sold a little piece of tail to give us the five, that's your choice.
I got more than five.
Oh, well, I hope so.
For the year, for the month, sell a little piece. We appreciate it because I really do enjoy doing this. I am
grateful.
I hope that maintains.
It's
because you know he'll cut this shit off.
You hope I mean, that I enjoy doing this?
Yeah, nigga, we know that you decide whether or not you see the damn TBT be gone.
TBT be gone, man. Because of me. Because of me, y'all bald niggas ain't got no podcast. But I truly, truly, I do not take it lightly. I was thinking this yesterday. It is a dream to be able to make people laugh.
Correct.
Employment. I was the worst employee at that Boeing company, at that bank.
I do not good employee either.
Listen, Josh got fired too. Spanish guy, they told that man to his face, "Hey man, if you don't upload these videos, you're going to be fired." He was like, and he stood 10 toes on 10 Spanish toes down and did not do his job. But he turns it up over here.
But yes.
Yeah, he been cracking and going.
Turn it up.
So we love y'all. This is a great relationship. It's a great community. We're truly appreciative of it. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
Here's
another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.